News, sports, weather from Dr. Bill Williams, traffic info from Kane, and one of the Gulf Coast's most familiar voices. It's Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Arwig.
Hey, and it happens to be a morning show that won a nappy this year.
Yeah, how about that?
A good time.
I guess my voting paid off.
I'm just joking. I didn't vote.
It is 8 minutes after 8 o'clock, FM Talk 106.5. Dan Brennan, Dalton Arwig, and coming up later on this hour, the pothole guy from Pritchard.
Yeah, John Tesh.
Yes.
From Daphne, but from, working in Pritchard.
Right, and we'll get to an idea of the motivation behind what he had to do earlier this week in Pritchard. Maybe he's still doing it, too, so maybe we'll catch him on the job.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're talking about the nappies and voting and that sort of thing, and there's an actual vote that means something coming up on Tuesday, and we've got a guest in the studio right now that's going to be a part of that election process.
Yeah, Tony Dugache, running for City Council District 6. Tony, thank you so much for coming in with us this morning.
Thank you. Good morning, Mobile, and good morning, District 6. Thank you for inviting me.
So, I know when you were on with Jeff Poore earlier this summer, you had a chance to talk about some of the things that you're most concerned about. Some of these things are across the line with all council people, such as annexation. Where do you stand with annexation, Mobile, trying to expand its borders?
I mean, if we're looking at the growth for Mobile for the past 47 years, we have 1.6% in growth. Compare that growth with the other cities in Alabama. I mean, just around us. I mean, you have Fairhope increased by 18,000 people. You have Daphne by 22,000 people. And if we're going to look at the growth, 2,000 people in the past 48 years. If we're going to move, we have to have annexation. If we're going to look for a better future for the city and get more funds from the federal government, that is the way to go. And this is not just my words. I mean, I met with people who their main job, not main job, they volunteer to see the study. I mean, what exactly we need to do to grow. And there's organization for West Mobile Annexation, Mr. Dale Sawyer, and he gave me the spell out from the resident perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we talked to Chamber of Commerce, we talked to a variety of business people. I mean, if we're going to bring industries, if we're going to bring businesses, they will look at the growth for the city. And if we don't see growth, who's going to do any business with us? It's going to be businesses who just going to suck the money out of the city.
Mm-hmm.
And retailers, I mean, if you look around the city, what you see? You have all type of Dollar Generals. You got all type of Dollar Trees. And you find all kind of plasma and blood donation stores in every corner. I mean, is this the type of retailers we're looking for? We're looking for growth, bringing industries that will help people, help our residents to be able to generate more revenues and keep the city growing day by day. And that's what.
And speaking of businesses, I mean, that's been your main focus this entire time. You're a businessman. And do you feel, if you were to be elected next Tuesday, that having that businessman's mindset would kind of give you an extra edge there?
Let's look for our current mayor, for example. Somebody come from a business mentality. And you see the response that we have from the public over here. Somebody have a vision for the city, and that's why he's been well-liked in the city, because he want things to be better. Sandy, he did a great job to shift the no people in our city council, the one who always say no, no, no for any decision. And if you really follow the city council, you understand, you know, some of these people, unfortunately, in my district, they challenge the businessman to make a growth for the city. My mentality, the same thing. I even shared my birthday. I have the same birthday like he does. I mean, if you're looking for a city that will grow, we had a president, he have a business mentality. And that's exactly what we need. We need somebody with business mentality to sit on this council, that to share the same vision that our mayor has, so we can grow. And that's what we need, and that's what we're looking for. I mean, I started with Corporate America. I learned a lot with one of the top 100 companies in the world, the Marriott Hotel. They teach you the aspect of the business. I learned for the past 17 years. And I went and tried to build my American dreams, and I chose the city because there's a lot of opportunity here. And that's what we need. You need people with business mentality, people who will say yes instead of saying no all the time.
Tony Dugache is our guest. He's running for District Council 6. I know that you're concerned about traffic. Now, you talk about growth, yes, in terms of annexation, but there is some traffic issues in District 6, and you talked about that with Jeff Poore a little bit.
The traffic we have, I mean, I'm sure some of the people are dropping their kids this morning. And when you go on the corner of Cottage Hill and Cody, or the corner of Cottage Hill, Hillcrest, there is not even a single day without an accident. 24 people died in the city of Mobile last year, according to the police department, from traffic accidents. I mean, our traffic system have to be changed. And how can we do that? We put a better traffic system in the district. I know our mayor started with the Airport Boulevard, and it's been a lot of success, less accident, but still we need to duplicate the same thing in the whole entire city, and especially in District 6. And we can start with a basic suggestion. I mean, every time there is an accident, you're going to see two police officers that they come to these corners. I mean, our traffic happens between the time of 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. If we have one police officer just standing there just to show the visibility of a police officer, I'm sure people will respect these traffic lights and they will slow down. Just we can do basic things before we spend a lot of money on our traffic system. Let's start with that. That's a basic suggestion.
Speaking of law enforcement, of course, this year, crime has been a major topic in all of the city council races and the mayoral race. How do you feel that you could help fix the crime problem in Mobile if you were a member of city council?
Visibility. We grow up in this great nation, and we always saw police officers on the streets. If you are doing something good or you do something bad, when you see a police car, you always have to be very careful. I mean, so if you have more visibility of these police officers in our streets, you're going to have people will be more feeling the security. You know, our present for the police officer. But how can you do that? And we are in the bottom 50% or maybe lower than that when it comes to pay for these police officers. They start at $37,000. Take the taxes, take the daily expenses. How can this officer survive in the city? So we have to make sure we pay them fairly to be able to keep them here. It costs us $70,000 to train them. And after we spend $70,000 for every officer, we have a contract with them to keep them for 2 years. And after that, what they do? They move on.
Right.
If I'm going to get you an opportunity to make double your salary, what you going to do? You're going to stay here? You're going to move on to a different city. So it is very important that we take care of our officers and we show more visibility of our officers on the streets to be able to have a safer city for you, for me, for our families.
If anyone in District 6 would like to know more about your views and your campaign, we are 3 days away. No,
maybe three business days.
Three business days away.
About so 5 days out.
So 5 days out, they really want to know more about Tony Dugache and your vision for District 6. What can they do?
You can go to keepdistrict6great.com or go to our website, which is Vote for Tony Dugache. Please come on August 24. Make sure that you come out and to vote. keepdistrict6great.com. That's our website. Thank you so much for this great opportunity. I appreciate it, and you all have a great day.
Thank you, Tony. Thanks a lot.
That's Tony Dugache, a candidate for City Council District 6. Remember, those polls, they're opening Tuesday. That's when the vote is. And lots of races to be figured out. And this is the station to hear from the candidates and hear the results afterwards.
Go online. You can see, there's podcasts of all the conversations we had with candidates lined up right there at FMTalk1065.com at 17 after 8 o'clock. Dan and Dalton, Mobile Mornings.